Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. So everybody, tune in. You're listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You. A message that a lot of people, a show that a lot of people really should be listening to, they want to reach that fullest potential. I'm Talk Dude, co-host, and across from me is the man himself, Organic OK. This is his show. Organic.
Hello, this is comedian Organic OK. I want to say more than the actual, you know, the tribute to saying welcome to your peace that is harvest. That's something that I have to keep going through. And this is a process that appreciate your appreciation as you appreciate, you know, participating in the program. And also, you know, saying New Year's is something that I know that everyone that have been, you know, taken through this actual opposition and they are challenged trying to weather this condition that's making them, you know, because now it's, you know, people are trying to recover from this. I don't want to get to. I want to first, you know, one thing I want to say, you know, is thank comedian Talk Dude for participating and giving us this conversation, you know. Yes, we want to have him on some platforms. Yeah, he's going to be motivational speaking to others. You know, he's going to be, they call it Q&A, you know. He's going to be participating in ventures that he's able to, you know, massage, you know, the actual infrastructure into you that you need to be successful in the manner that is needed for your pace to be implementing your life, to understand more about your journey and things that affect your personal space or people that are reaching out for you and you don't understand their arms are not traumatizing your life settings. They're trying to give you an understanding how to connect in certain ways. Now it's cases where that energy, you know, the energy that you're dealing with is not the toxic energy that you think you're dealing with, you know, in a sense. It is energy that you're pulling out of your own oppositions, that you're throwing yourself over the wall of opposition. And what you're just doing, in a sense, you give yourself emotional high and injecting your soul. And then the gut instinct of what you're dealing with, it's not that what you're doing, it's consider compromising the ability to grow, but you are, in a sense, this is unstable foundation that you're doing this, and you have to look at this part of your journey and seeing, is this something you're just trying to do just to say you're doing something? You know, is this helping your foundation? And what you're overcoming, is it making it better? Is what you're doing, are you so numb in what you're doing in your life and doing these different things that you see no results? You think the easiest way is to die through this capsule of your misery, and you're trying to push yourself through this, and what happened is you're just extending your pain life capacity. You're just extending these things. By the way you're going about it, you feel, I don't understand. You've gone through so many oppositions. You feel like no one cares about your conversation. No one cares. You got no one to listen to your life. You need the message. You've been dealing with so much struggling by yourself. You feel that you can free this because this is not the route and the pace that you want to maintain. You're tired going through all these different opposites. People don't care about you. People say all the things, but not committing to, you know, caring about your life. But listen, I'm talking to Talk Dude.
It's Talk Dude. Let me just say this much. Me personally, what's the first step I would take? Like, I want to satisfy my own greatness. I want to believe that there's a personal greatness inside of me that can be pleased. Tell me, how do I reach to it?
One thing you say to yourself, are you disconnecting the connection to feel? If the power is in the recharging and connecting with others, if you're disconnecting the whole power source to get charged and recharge, what are you thinking that's going to happen when you taking yourself out of the actual ability to be part of the, you know, the resources that you asking for, right? So if a person say, hey, take this face towel and wash your face because this is cleaning your face, and you say, I don't want to be clean. But at the same time, see somebody washing their face and that element you appreciate, but you don't want yourself to have that cleanliness because in your mind you feel like you've been tired of just keeping up this maintaining image that you just tired. You feel like, I'm tired, I've did this too long. And you got to realize when that part of you feel that way, it's something deeply rooted in your problem that sometimes you need you got to have a fresh position and feeling to reconnect, because then that can be the ill part of you reaching out for assistance and not knowing how, because you've been the one, always the one. I went to school I got the degree, I got the master, I got this certificate, I did this, I'm this person. People are depending on me, but I need help. And because I've been so helping people, I'm trying to be miserable in the pain, and I think that I own the understanding, I own the ability. You do own it. And when it's out of your control to see that, it's so important to have that, spread that happiness and spread that understanding, so the ability that the person actually comes there to help you, you don't lose the focus that we all needed help, even the greatest ones. When you change their lives, and people that took it upon themselves to free the freedom of freeing their greatness inside, that is a part of them that made them even more helpful. When you allow your help to help you, and you helping your help help you, it's helping. You're helping still, even when you're not directly involved in that part of it. It's a part of freedom, right? Like, you have a masseuse or a person that's doing it, you tell them where to go, right? You say, oh, no, not that part. My part, my shoulder, my back. Oh, that's all. See, that's assisting. If you're using that to disconnect your happiness, then you are more in the problem than the solution, is being part of collecting the actual information that's stimulating this. Okay? Now, you must say to yourself, if the freedom is coming there, why you can't just repetitionally just say, oh, this is my happiness. This is my happiness. I'm inside my happiness, and this is what it is. Why is it important for you to be lost in happiness and understanding this is the freedom that you have? This is the happiness. If you spend your time, say this yourself. If somebody came by 7 days a week and you're 10 times unhappier after the times that they have freed you and connected you to yourself, you say to yourself, if my happiness is finding ways to be unhappy, that's what I need to find to not be connected to me. That power source may be contaminated. You know what contaminated power source is?
Yeah.
Don't you notice when you know, electricity, right? You go into a place, they say, hey, you got to be careful. Certain technical places, they give you these things that won't get the electric currency through you, because then it shocks the equipment, right? It'll kill the energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something? You can kill your energy even when you have energy by the messed up energy that you get. Is that not right?
Oh, yeah, it is.
So if that's the case, it would tell you, oh, you got to get this on so you can block that energy so you won't zap your power, because it'll kill your power with the wrong power. Isn't that crazy? If that is a natural thing that, hey, you know, don't connect to that power. Make sure that this is blocked out because this is going to kill your power. And you got power. Think about that. It's something that's going to, you said that electricity current will kill your power, and you try to say, oh, I got to put this on, so it will block the electricity current, so it won't give any electrical current in my power to kill my power that I have. If that is in place for you not to do that, it's the same thing applied to the power you have. If you can keep, look at this, you keep getting someone zapping you as your power source is being opposite, you know, it's cross-contaminated power source. If the cross-contaminated power source exists for this power, you don't think it exists for the things in your life, you got to be careful about the power that's coming in your life that's countering your power. You see what I'm saying? If you take the time to do this simple thing, it's like you're cooking food. Say that for you're cooking the best food of your life. You cook the best. You cooking this, like, oh, is that what I want? Yes, you do. You say, oh, I'm just going to fall asleep. I'm just going to fantasize. How many times you'll be able to fall asleep and leave the food cooking on the stove?
Well, you can't do that. There's a science to making food. You got to be.
It's your favorite. It's cooked the way you want it. You left it where it was. What happened to the food when you leave it just cooking? Unmanaged cooking.
I know. It burns. There's a fire.
But listen, that's your life. If you take something in your life, your mind, and let it just burn rapidly without managing the things that you need to be healthy, what happens to your mind then?
Everything.
You know what happens?
Away.
You lose your mind.
Run.
You lose your mind. And is that a part of a natural atmosphere that your mind is showing, I'm human, I'm natural, I'm a natural order? That's why people always condition their mind, condition who they associate with, condition the eating habit, condition the healthy eating habits, condition the relationships, condition the unhealthy relationship, condition how they see something, condition the greatness inside of the inventory that they've seen, that they are being a part of. You see a person that is considered evil, and then around the right condition, this would happen. That person that is involved with them and make them unevil. I'm saying, man, what you doing to that person? They're so unevil. What is that about? The people be shocked that they've been changed. And this person is so connected to someone that they're carrying that. Okay? They're carrying the happiness that is called, I need to be recharged. All right? Now, you got people mentally, they're like a camel. They can store so much information and energy. At a certain point in time, they got to get more energy recharged. And once you see people that, you know, see somebody that's so bad, you say, oh, this person can't help them. You do the natural things they need. Guess what happens? They change. They change. Like people change their clothes. That is something you got to maintain. You got to maintain these things to be properly taking care of yourself. And that's satisfying what? The greatness within inside of yourself. Right?
Yeah.
And that's the harvest. You don't obtain the harvest. This is comedic organic, okay?
And this is talk dude who knows something is wrong because I scheduled this thing for a whole half hour. Okay, something's wrong. I think we got to talk to those damn people.
Excuse me. Anything that's technical, let's talk about the behind the scenes. Don't give all information away. So
okay.
Be more professional about all
right.
Talk.
All right.
Okay. Everybody, we will be talking with you soon. Satisfying the greatness within you. Talk, dude.
Take
care. We'll be talking soon.
Good night. Thank you for listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You.